innercitygeeks.net. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Innercity Geeks podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 199. And joining me today, I have Alex.
Why does that sound like the price of like a McDonald's burger?
It could be. It could be. It could be. It could be, you know, a really good sale.
Yeah, what is it? $199.
Basically.
I'll take two. What do you want for your Happy Meal toy? I want the Steve and I want the Alex.
There you go, perfect. It's the perfect combo.
Yeah. Come on, combo, like, you know, like, yeah, combo. And then, you know, like, when you put us together, whatever, it's just like, you know, fusion, combo breaker, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So how you doing, man?
Oof. Just trying to deal with whatever this norm is of, you know, self-quarantine, where in my area, it seems like a lot of people didn't get the memo.
But you know what it is? You know what I've noticed, actually, is that, like, a lot of the, a lot of people don't want to just self-quarantine themselves because they're afraid they're not going to be making any money. Because tons of people are basically, like, living paycheck to paycheck and not being able to do shit is what's going to keep them.
I live paycheck to paycheck or whatever the hell, but it's just, if I don't have to go out, I won't go out.
Right. I don't think people are going out just for the fun of it. At least I don't hope people are going out just for the fun of it.
Dude, I'm gonna say right now, what is it, like a week after when it was almost at the height of everything like that, the only time I went to go out is to either go, you know, food shopping or shop for whatever I need to come right back to the house. When I went out to, you know, to the shopping area, you know the hub, right, which is the shopping area or Third Avenue in Bronx, right? Oh no, dude, it felt like, it seemed like nobody got the memo because everyone's just hanging out in that area, whatever, and just, you know, walking about.
It's just another day.
Of course, a lot of people had the mask. Yeah, just another day. But of course, some people, you know, had the masks and the fucking vinyl gloves or the, you know, the.
Right. Yeah, I got you.
Latex gloves and stuff. Yeah, but it just seems like a lot of people don't care, or they.
Yeah, some people don't care. So, some people don't give a fuck.
But the only difference is, it's just, there's just there's like a shortage of toilet paper, the good paper towels,
right?
The good paper towels, dude. There is, and then there's no Lysol whatsoever, like Lysol spray.
Really?
Any disinfectant spray, gone. Rubbing, any kind of like the rubbing alcohol, or, you know, any type of alcohol, well, not the wipes, but, you know, like any
yeah,
wipes,
I got you, I got
like,
you. Yeah,
you know, yeah. Any disinfectant wipes, anything alcohol, like, you know, like I said, rubbing alcohol, like, mm-hmm. is scarce, right? And it's either scarce or whatever little they have, it's like up in price.
Of course. Because why would they not fuck up the price on them shits?
Yeah, but then, of course, depending, if you go to certain stores or whatever, but let's say if you, like, you know, for like toilet paper, you can own, the most you can buy, like, whenever you're there is one roll.
Well, that sucks. So,
yeah, because, you know, people are fucking hoarders here, so whatever.
Yeah, well, yeah, little bitches.
And it made me laugh because someone asked the questions like, How the hell is it like the flu-like symptoms that everyone's hoarding fucking toilet paper? Is it that you get scared like, oh shit, I got the Rona, and you just fucking shit yourself to death
Yeah, probably. I still don't fucking get
because
it.
of, yeah. And it's just crazy because, you know, like I don't know if you kept up with the news, but apparently in New York, the numbers are just rising of like, you know, the cases of Corona and the death toll
Yeah, well,
due
you
to
gotta
the
think about it. You gotta
complications
think about it
of.
like, yo, like there are tons of fucking people there. So many fucking people there, like a countless amount of people there. So, and the fact that it's just people on top of people on top of people, no matter how much you try to get away from it, that is just like a cesspool of everything going against you.
Yes, and then the other thing that I like should have mentioned as well, that you know, since I'm still technically going to work, except I have a few like a day off here and there, you know, I but the trains now are starting to get back to like even though like they've cut service on certain, you know, certain lines and everything like that, but before it was like, oh man, the trains were empty, and it was fantastic. Now the trains are they're getting back to, I want to
Back
say,
to
like
normal.
halfway, yeah, halfway normal. Like, you know, like if I'm just beating rush hour kind of thing, and I'm just like, how is this possible if you have the mayor and the governor kind of saying, like, you know, if you don't got, don't go out.
Yeah, you
But
would
it just
think.
seems like they'll, yeah, but it just seems like the average New Yorker is just like, fuck you, I'm gonna go out.
Yeah, I want to have my own fun. I don't give a fuck about anybody else.
Yeah, but as I told you, dude, like, you know, listen, I don't stress it out or whatever, but at the same time, it's like, if I don't have to go out there, I don't go out. And
Unless we're
mind
going to
you,
work,
I'm
that's
one of
going to
those,
be first.
yeah, either going to work or, you know, going, you know, shopping, you know,
Right,
for
getting your normal things.
yeah, the essentials. But like I said, out there, come right back. I feel kind of bad because I haven't hung out with a couple of my, like, you know, a couple of my friends in quite some time. And you
Yeah,
know, it's,
I haven't. Yeah, I get it. It's
yeah,
fun. It
and
sucks.
yeah, it does. But then, you know, the fear that I have is that because of everything, you know, going on and people not caring, that because of their, you know, their lacking consideration, that it's just gonna smack hard here in this area. And then it's just even more so, like, you know, it's gonna be like Wild Wild West.
Oh yeah, but you got to think about it like this, like there are going to be tons of people that have it, no matter where you go in New York, because there's just so many people there. And you can only do but so much and try to contain it because people are going everywhere and doing everything. If New York just completely shuts down, or if tons of cities just completely shut down, things will get better a lot quicker. But the fact that they're just saying, oh yeah, stay home, and not completely shutting it down, it's not going to stop. Because
I
people will
mean, the
continue to be
whole.
out there regardless.
True.
That's the sad
But the
shit.
one thing, like I said, well, the one thing I will say this, though, and this may sound kind of like, I'm not going to say selfish in a sense, but maybe it is. I do like the fact that Manhattan isn't as crowded and busy, and I like that.
Yeah, that's fair. It's not being selfish. It's something that I've thought of for fucking years. Like when I was up there, I would always think like, yo, like why can't New York just have less people? And I enjoyed getting out of work at a certain time or going into work at a certain time when there were less people around. I get it.
Yeah, so it to me it's just kind of like this is the only like saving grace of this whole situation, which sounds kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree with you. Because shit is fucking,
yeah,
shit is fucking bullshit now.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what? What is it that they're saying that they're thinking this may last another four to nine months? I think they said.
Probably up there, yeah, because it hasn't plateaued yet, and there's still tons of people that are still fucking doing shit that they're not supposed to. Once it plateaus, yeah, that's when it's gonna start getting better.
Yeah. Well, but until
until then, don't fucking look at the numbers.
Yeah. But I try not to. It is gonna drive you crazy. But the one thing I do like of all this is the creativity of a lot of YouTubers and, you know, people just putting all this random funny shit online.
Yeah. Fuck yeah! One thing that I've actually enjoyed is actually the fact that there are tons of people that are doing the Instagram lives with other people. So like, there are a bunch of comedians are doing Instagram lives together. It's fucking hilarious. So much fucking shit. And then also, not only just that, but there's also like bands that are doing fucking live shows on there, which is fucking great because you get to see live music over the phone. So it's fucking great. It's fucking awesome.
The one thing where I want to find out if it's true or not, someone posted up on the Facey space that apparently Nine Inch Nails have put out two free albums on, you know.
Yeah, they did that yesterday.
So they posted
and the funny thing is because I was talking to Charlie about it earlier. They posted it for free, but then if you try to find it on iTunes, you have to pay like $10 for each one. So try to find the free link for it.
Hey, promotional code, fuck you, Rona.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so when it comes to, like, you know, the stuff that I've been up to lately, whatever, video game playing, I'm finally happy that we got the new issue up.
Oh, yeah. It's a fun issue, man. You guys should go check it out. Go to innercitygeeks.net and you'll find it there. It'll be the one right before this episode.
Yeah. Then I finally got to see a movie that I haven't got to see it in the theaters before, but I watched it because I was watching the previous two movies. So I finally got to watch Leave from Hell.
Ah, okay. How was that?
I am very indifferent about it. It's like, I thought it was an okay movie.
Okay.
Right? Like, but it was just kind of like, I really feel that the way that Devil's Rejects ended, that it was just like, there was no way to continue on with it. But it just seems like they told Rob, like, Rob, come on, please, new story. I don't want to. New story. I don't want to. Got money. All right, I want to.
Well, yeah, I get it. I understand.
Yeah, so I mean, the one thing was this was you know, after they survived the whole deal, whatever, they go, like, you know, they fast forward, like, I think I want to say like 10 years, you know, like, to kind of adjust how long from the last movie to this one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at if you look at the cover, you know, of the Three from Hell, you're going to be like, you would think that the Three from Hell would be, you know, Captain Spaulding. Odin, like, nope.
Uh-huh.
In this movie, and I'm going to say spoilers now, Captain Spaulding or whatever gets executed. So he, you know, he dies, you know, serving his time. They execute him. But the third person that's there is, you find out that it's Otis's half-brother.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so it's like, you know, like, it's not like a random person. It's like, you know, it's family.
So it's copycats, basically.
No, it's not copycats. It's, it's Otis and Baby, but the third person now, instead of being Captain Spaulding, is Otis's brother.
Oh, okay, I got you. I got you.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't want to get in, I don't want to get into it, like, you know, like the whole story, whatever the hell. But like I said, it was enjoyable. You know, but it was just like one of those things where it was just kind of like, I still feel like the way that that Devils ended should have, like, it should have just been that.
Okay. But that's fair. That's fair. Because, you know, it is like, it's sometimes it's just people just overreaching when they could have just ended it where it was.
Yeah. And then the ending for this movie, which is kind of like, so you make another? Like, that's how it kind of feels. Like, you know, like, it's just like, if they give me money, maybe.
Well, hopefully they don't make another one, because, well, if they do, they, I don't know. I'm
no, but like I said, I did enjoy it, dude. Like, you know, like it like I said, it wasn't bad. It was a good time killer.
Okay, see, that's the thing. Like, yeah, but I don't really think of Robbie's being time killers. That time killers, that's not what I enjoy. I don't enjoy time killers. Time killers are fun to watch for a second, but the fact that they're just time killers and not really like something that stands out from the rest kind of sucks. It's like one of those movies that you just
dude,
you
there, watch there, there, there's fun. Some good listen. There are some good violence scenes in this movie. Like, and I'll be the first to admit it, but like, if you're going with, like, okay, because my question to you, what did you think of House of a Thousand Corpses?
I liked it. I enjoyed it a lot, actually.
Yeah, so did I.
Mm-hmm.
What about Devil's Rejects?
I love Devil's Rejects.
Oh, me too. Jennifer, on the other hand, didn't. So that's when I joke around saying, like, and the idea of divorce papers coming into play may happen. Because of the whole thing, like, she said she didn't like Devil's Rejects. I was like, what? Whatever.
Yeah, it's all good. You can't win them all.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, but what I love though is that she actually spent time with me to watch these things, because she was on this whole kick lately of she wanted to watch horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, scary That's movies. Fair.
That happens.
And I was just like, where I was just kind of like, they were scary to her, and to me they were boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was watching she was, what was it, like Annabelle, whatever, one of the Annabelles, which I was just kind of like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
See, but
you know, and she's,
some of those movies are kind of shitty though. Like, Annabelle wasn't that great. The second one was a little bit better.
Listen,
but it still wasn't
the one that we watched. I think, what was it? The one that we watched was Homecoming, and I didn't like it.
That's fair.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, it's, what is it? Some jump scares, some.
Right. A lot of horror movies nowadays are exactly it. They're all about the jump scares and stuff like that. So I get how sometimes you're not going to fall into it, because you're just like, oh, yeah, that's, I can see where it's coming, and I can see how it's coming, because I can tell by, like, everything that goes along with the movie, whether you see something happening, you just see something foresee in the foreseeable future, or the music. The music in the movie also has a huge
sense
of what you think is going to happen, or the lack.
Yeah, but, yeah, which is, like, what is it? This is, what everything of, like, what the new school horror is or whatever, like, everything is, you know, suspenseful music. Oh my god! No. That's cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cheap indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. But, whatever. I mean, to each his own.
Yeah, exactly. It happens. Whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me be progressive.com. his or her own. But yeah, but it's just saying, like, you know, I would rather watch, like, an Elm Street Marathon or whatever, you know, true horror, something like that, versus, like, you know, Hey, let's watch Paranormal Activity. That's not.
No. Paranormal Activity is one of those movies that's not for everyone.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing is, this is like, you know, like I said, it just it goes back to the whole thing of like, you know, the whole, oh, what's going on? What's going on? Ah, oh my God! No.
And that's also one that
no.
like didn't happen until towards the end of the movie. And like
yeah.
nothing really happened, and it built and it built and it built until like some people find it to be one of the most amazing found footage movies ever. But in actuality, it's really not. Like it's kind of lame.
That kind of reminds me of
movies.
Well, let's see. What is it? I mean, I was half and half on Blair Witch, and I forgot. Like, I kind of forgot the premise of that one already.
That one kind
of
sucked too. Kind of sucked balls.
Yeah, and that was like the that was kind of like the what is it the grandfather of it or whatever, like one of the first major ones or the things to put it like in Main Street.
Right. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. No. The good one, I'll tell you a couple good ones that are good found footage movies, found footage horror movies. One of them is VHS. That is a really good movie. VHS is basically like a series of like little vignettes or whatever. And they're all done really, really well. That's a really good movie. Also, Creep. Creep is fucking great. I spoke about Creep before.
Isn't that the one that came out recently?
The what?
That was the one you talked about like a couple of episodes back, right?
Yeah, a few episodes back. Yeah, that's what the dude from the League.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit is fucking really good. Both of them, actually, because there's two parts to it. That shit is really good. It's actually a lot better than I expected.
Oh, so So you do, then you have Creep, and then Creep 2 Electric Boogaloo, right? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, pretty much. Both are really worth watching if you want to watch some horror shit. All and the VHS are pretty good. Yeah, but Creep is actually, it's kind of weird and kind of creepy at the same time, but it's actually really good. It actually makes a found footage movie like worth watching, because you're just like, what the fuck is happening? And then you're like, oh my god, something's actually gonna happen, and then it happens, and then you're like, oh shit, now what? Yes,
it's and then more.
Yeah, and there's more and more and more. And then speaking of more, I watched the movie this past week. That I was super fucking, intrigued by, because it was a movie that I spoke about on the episode a while ago. A movie that was supposed to be coming out, I guess. Well, technically, it came out in theaters just before all this bullshit happened, and it's The Hunt. The Hunt came out, and it was actually released in theaters, but of course, theaters are pretty much closed. So they were like, "Fuck it, let's put it on demand and shit like that." Which is something that we spoke about on the last episode, a bunch of movies being put on demand and stuff. So I watched it. And it's fucking good. It is a good fucking flick. I wouldn't consider it really horror. It's more like an action film. But it's fucking fun. It's really fucking good. So basically in this movie, you have these rich hoity-toity motherfuckers find random people. And they take them to the fucking, to another country, pretty much. They drug them and take them to another country and then fucking go hunting. Literally, they're killing people like that. And it's fucking insane. It's really fucking good. There's a bunch of people in it. There's a lot of like mainstream actors that are in it. And yeah, there's a lot of shit that happens to them. It's fucking good. It's a good action movie. I guess you can kind of consider it horror because it's one of those things where you're just like, oh, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? But it's also very violent, which is good. It's very
Would
fun.
it be more of a slasher?
I wouldn't even consider it a slasher because it's not really like slashing. It's like a shoot 'em up type movie or whatever, in a way. There's
Well, what I mean by slash, what I mean by slash, you know, like it's like usually over the top violent movie.
I wouldn't even know how to really how to really like explain it like that. I don't think that's a good way of explaining it. Let me see. Let me look up the type
Yeah,
of.
like you know, like I mean, it's kind of like generalizing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's see. How will they consider it over? It's horror, satire, thriller. It's a thriller type movie.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That
Horror,
makes it.
thriller.
Yeah. So it makes fun of itself because it is very funny, but it also like has some really cool death scenes in it, which is fucking great. A lot of the deaths are really fucking good. And I really enjoyed a lot of the way that a lot of people die in this movie. It's really fun.
Steve, HR is gonna come knocking at your door, whatever. You know, like, you can't say that. Like, yes, I can. My podcast.
Basically.
Good.
And the cool thing about this is actually it was actually written by Damon Lindelof, the guy that did The Watchmen. The Watchmen and Lost, yeah. He did this movie as well.
Yeah, okay.
So it's fucking dope. It's really fucking cool.
I'm glad you got to watch that, dude. And it's funny, like I said, it's just I'm glad I got to get Three from Hell out of my system.
Yeah.
Now the next one I want to watch from him is Lords of Salem and 30, I think it's 31.
Yeah, Lord of the Salem is actually pretty good. I
Yeah,
enjoyed Lord of the
that's the
Salem.
next one. Oh, I wanted to share this quick story, which I thought was so funny, like you know that, and adorable at the same time. So, my birthday's coming up next month, right? And I was just thinking, like, what do I want for my birthday? So, I don't really want like much. The one thing that caught my eye was that I was like, I want to get a James Silent Bob reboot for the Seeker Stash, like I have, you know, the autograph of Kevin Smith. So I kind of mentioned, I kind of mentioned to my mom. My mom's so cute. She goes, "When your birthday gets near, just I'll give you my credit card. And you can get it." I was like,
Oh.
"Thanks, mom." Which I was just like, "Oh man, no matter what, mom always comes out of nowhere with the lookout."
Well, that's what moms do,
I mean,
man. They always
no, I
look
know.
out for you, whether they have it or not. They know how to do it.
But then it's funny because the other thing I did mention to people that I want is because, you know, since they are re-releasing the original, the real Ghostbusters action figures, I was like, I want two Egons.
Right, exactly. One to
No,
fuck
but
around
the
with and
re
the other one to fucking keep.
no. One, so I can give my original Egon a proton pack again. And then the other one, you know, the other one I keep in the box.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. So he's like, then what you gonna do with the with the newer Egon? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'll probably give it to Sid from Toy Story. He can just fuck with it. I don't know.
that's fair. I can fuck with that.
Yeah, then I can see right now, like, you know, my toys are looking at me like, you son
Pretty
And
much.
mind you like over 100 and something wrestling figures right next to me as I'm talking to you. Yeah. But let's get some geek shit, dude.
Yeah, we can get into that, but before we do that,
Oh, yeah, that's right.
yeah,
The new segments. Oh.
the new segment. Before we get into some geek shit, let's do I guess one of our latest segments on the show, which is I found the list on Ranker.com. So on Ranker.com is a place that, what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say the only thing is this, it's like it's gonna feel kind of off because at least you get more than one person doing this. you know, it kind of makes for a good listen. One person just trying to guess is gonna seem like, come on, you can do it. Get something with the other ones. You can kind of piggyback off each other.
The funny thing is, I actually went for like a semi easy one this week because you guys had a hard time the last couple weeks. But I know you're gonna get a lot of these already.
Okay, let's see. What's the ranker list on this one?
Okay, the ranker list on this one for this week is the best cartoon characters of the 1990s. So yes, the best characters of the 1990s is the list for today. And what would be your first one? What do you have?
I'm going to have to say Batman from Batman the Animated Series.
Hold on a second, because my list just went, what the fuck?
Your list disappeared. It was just like, nope, we're going to wait till the other people are here.
Yeah, pretty much. But no, it's that's actually not on the top 10. For some reason.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying in general. We need Franny right now to be like, garbage.
That should be like a fucking what do you call it, a fucking a sound drop or whatever.
Yeah, I want to do that now, like, you know, just like we can just press a bunch of times, we can do like a remix, like a fucking all these Cardi B coronavirus remixes,
right? Exactly. So give me another one, sir.
All right. If we're gonna go 90s and I'm thinking top, it would have to, one of them would have to be, just because of the love for it that I have, it would have to be Ren and or Stimpy.
Ren and or Stimpy? Hold on a second. Let me fucking get the fucking list to fucking work again, because it's really pissing me the fuck off.
Yeah, the list keeps disappearing. It's like, you know, I don't want you to guess me. Yeah,
like it's fucking being bullshit. Hold on. So let's see if it's going to work. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Ren and Stimpy. Let me see. That is not in the top 10. Stimpy's actually number 22.
Okay.
And Batman's actually number 25.
Who?
Batman's number 25.
Okay, and then Stimpy's number 22? Wow.
Yes.
And what, and Ren?
Ren, I don't even see Ren on the list right now. And I'm all the way
nobody likes right now. And it makes me laugh, like, nobody likes Ren. He's too angry.
Yeah, he's just mad for no reason. Fuck that guy.
Dog funny.
Doug Funny is, I know I did see him. He's actually number 13.
Why is it for the past few weeks I've been getting at least them with the number 13?
Because 13 is a great number. That's why.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
All right. Tommy Pickles.
Tommy Pickles. He is number 4.
I finally got. I broke in.
You broke the top 10. Yes, you did.
All right. Any of the Warner Brothers?
Who?
Any of the Warner Brothers?
Any of the Warner Brothers?
Either Yakko. Yeah, Yakko, Wacko, or Dot.
Nope. They're on here, but not in the top 10. Wacko is actually number 15. Dot is number 26 and Yakko is number 28.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give you one more try to get the top one of one more from the top 10.
All right. Just because we mentioned it like a while back, I'm gonna go Space Jam, Lola Bunny.
Ha! No, I don't no, I don't see Lola Bunny in here at all. But yeah, no. Sorry, sir. No Lola Bunny in this one.
All right.
All right,
Can I
so
get an honorable mention?
okay, what's your honorable mention?
All right. So if we're gonna go with this, Goliath from Gargoyles.
Oh, I wish that was on the top 10. No, but it's not, unfortunately. So here we go.
Franny, Franny, I gotta summon the Franny. Garbage, garbage.
So here we go with the top 10. Top 10, it starts
Right.
with number 10 with fucking Pinky, man. Pinky from Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah, now we gotta do the
Yeah,
last. Narf.
pretty much,
Yeah. All right.
exactly. Narf. Chucky Finster from Rugrats. Arnold from Hey
You
Arnold.
know what?
Bender from
You know what? I
Futurama.
see that. Bender.
Yeah, man, Bender.
You know what? Good choice. Good choice.
Fuck yeah. Johnny Bravo. Come on now.
Yes. Yeah. Johnny Bravo, misogynistic or whatever and everything like that. After the whole Me Too movement, that ain't happening, Captain.
I guess. That's the fuck with him. He's a cool ass dude. Rocco from Rocko's Modern Life. Tommy Pickles, like you mentioned, for number
I
four.
was, yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say I love Rocko's Modern Life, but I was more of a, I liked Heifer more.
Yeah, I get it. Rocko's Modern Life was actually one of my favorite shows back in the 90s. Fucking love that shit, dude. Like you said, you mentioned Tommy Pickles at number four. So starting with
Yeah.
number three, we got Homer Simpson. Number
Homer
two.
Simpson,
Yes,
number three.
Homer Simpson, number three.
Number three, okay.
Number two is Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory.
Dude, I would throw fucking, I'm gonna throw a condition if number one is Gurr from Invader Zim.
And no, Gurr is not in the top 10, no. The number one 90s character. 90s television cartoon character or cartoon character is Bart Simpson.
What really gets me is that if you want to get technical, that character was out from like the 80s.
But he was still in the 90s. He was still part of the 90s.
I mean, like the only technicality you get away with whatever is that the first episode aired I'm talking about when it had its own show before, you know, before it was like a Spectre Industries
Tracheotomy, yeah.
owned show. Yeah,
I get it, yeah, but
I guess,
technically it is still in the
I
90s.
guess Ranker.
If you really want to think about it, like you could
Yeah.
still say Simpsons was still part of the 2000s and still 2010s and shit like that. So like it's still there. And if you really want to go back, you'd be like, yeah, it's part of the 80s too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah, so those are the top 10 from Ranker. I thought it was going to be a little bit easier for you this time. You did get some, but you didn't get the top ones. That's okay.
The closest I got was four.
Yeah, exactly. That's the closest one you got, which is not bad. I think you did pretty good with ending that one at least. So,
Yeah, but remember the whole thing, piggybacking off of other people.
yeah. So before we get into some geek shit, I like to bring some musics. And this week, of course, even though it's only two of us on the show, I figured why not bring some more people in here and bring in some music, right? Yeah. So, this week, the mid song for this week is going to be a pretty dope ass fucking song from a band that I pretty much just found out about a month ago or so. And they're really fucking good. It's a band called Johnny Booth from New York. Pretty awesome. Awesome, heavy, heavy band. I wouldn't even consider them hardcore. They're just heavy and awesome. Really good screams. Really good basses. Really good fucking riffs. Dope ass riffs. Fucking, it goes from like heavy to real chill. It's all over the place. It's fucking great. Johnny Booth. And the song that we were playing is Bury the Rose. And it's fucking awesome. So enjoy it. And we'll be right back.
Rock!
And we are back. Ah, I love that fucking
Thanks
song.
for that little interlude. And thanks for the interlude, dude, because it gave me a chance to eat some chips. Oh, you know, we were being a little higher.
Yeah, man. That's what I do, you know. I like to bring the joys to the people. Even if
Yeah,
it's
as of
just you
right now,
eating your
whatever moves
chips.
you, quick swig of water.
Yeah. So now, well, let's get into some geek shit. And this week has actually been an interesting week because we've actually got a few things. Last week we only had a couple things. This week we got more. Because of course the people are actually like, yeah, like we have shit to do online now, so we can actually do it online. And one of the things actually I wanted to do is want to talk about is something that I actually watched. I watched the episode where this happened, and it's like, holy shit, this is different. This is something that we haven't seen before. So, on the latest episode of Batwoman, I know you don't really watch it. I know tons of people who don't really watch it. I know Franny doesn't give a fuck about the show, but the reason I'm talking about it is because something really unprecedented really happened on this show, in which Batwoman actually killed somebody on the show. Spoilers, I guess. But she killed somebody, which goes against the whole bat code of not killing anyone. And what's so interesting about it is that she had justifiable reason as to why she did kill this person. Because if you watch the show, you'll notice that a bunch of shit happened, of course, within, you know, from Kate Kane when she was younger, and then how her sister basically got kidnapped by this dude or whatever. And it turns out that this dude pretty much decapitated Kate Kane's mother, and he basically fessed up to it, on top of fessing up to the fact that he basically kept his si like basically kidnapped her sister for like 8 years or so, and she pretty much got fucking pissed off and fucking killed him. And the reason this is crazy is because, like, you don't expect something to ha come out of, you know, the whole Bat universe or whatever. Because the main code for Batman is not to kill people.
Yes, but if you want to get technicalities in the past, you know, and Batman, you know, used guns and kind of did kill people in the beginning.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But
Like,
then later on or whatever, when it, I didn't know, but then when he developed the character more, it was that whole thing of like, nah, he has a strict code.
yeah, so that's what I'm kind of getting at now. It's like, okay, yeah, they didn't kill anybody in the beginning, right? Or they're technically the code, the Batman's code is not to do that. But you got to think about it, like, okay, how are you gonna compare Batwoman to Batman? So you can't really compare, because first off, like, Batwoman hasn't really had much of anything going on since she just became a fucking superhero. So she's still learning to be a hero. So it basically will influence how she gains her character as the episodes continue, because we're still in the first season. So the fact that she's basically growing her own code to see how things work out for her in the long run. So it's pretty good. It's pretty interesting the fact that they actually went this far to actually do that with her character.
I mean, they can only piggyback so much from After Crisis, but
Right.
to do something this extreme, it's a bold move.
Yeah, it's a huge move. Because she basically choked the fucker out. Like, she didn't shoot him, she choked him out on the ground and just like choked him the fuck out, because yeah, it was fucking crazy. 'Cause he didn't expect it. And then at this point, basically, her dad, which is actually like the head of a secret police organization, I guess you can call it, or like another organization that isn't the cops, and or the crows. I think they call them the crows, and he basically shows up just as she killed him. She killed the dude, and along with the dad walks in with his lost daughter, who, because of course it's Kit Kane's sister that they found or whatever. And she's like, hey, look, she's going down the rabbit hole too, because she's kind of evil. She's a bad guy. She's the main bad guy of the whole series or whatever. But yeah, it's fucking insane, dude. It's really fucking insane. It's actually this episode is actually really fucking good. It's really entertaining, and I'm kind of excited that they took it this way and made it a little different and not exactly what you would expect. So yeah, I'm excited for that shit. I'm excited to see what else is gonna happen for the next of the season, for the next season, for the next bit of this season, because there's only a few more episodes left before it's all over. But we'll see when it happens. So yeah, that's it for that one. Next thing is actually something that I know you'll probably be kind of like, what the fuck? But according to the dudes behind Arrow, after everything finished or whatever, they're basically saying that there was technically supposed to be a different ending for Arrow. Not only did Arrow die, of course, yes, that was the main goal of it, was for Arrow to die. But one of the thoughts for a while before this was actually that at Arrow's death, or during Arrow's death, it would actually have a bit of having Arrow be the quintessential like inspiration for Batman, which is like, what the fuck? How is this gonna happen? Because they already introduced Batwoman into this. Like that was my original thought process, but then it was like, okay, yeah, this is actually something that was thought of way before even Batman was even thought of in the first place. Batwoman was thought of in the first place. So I can see why they would do such a thing like that, why they would want to think about like, oh yeah, we're gonna kill him off and have him be, the next, or like the inspiration for Batman. And I can get it, because technically he is Batman, but not as cool. So yeah, I was excited
You're
for
saying instead of it being Bruce Wayne, it would have been Oliver Queen?
it. Yeah.
Is that?
No.
Nope.
Basically, Oliver Queen was the inspiration for Batman, is what the original ending was supposed to be like. Like there
Oh,
was a
that he
Bruce Wayne.
inspired Bruce Wayne?
Yes, to become
That he
Batman.
inspired Bruce Wayne?
Yes.
In the words of Tracy Morgan and Cop Out. Nope, nope. Hell no, no.
It's kind of weird,
No.
and I kind of get why they would want to do that, but the fact that it's
Yes,
literally
because if you really want to get into it, Arrow was always Green Batman.
right, exactly. That's what I was about to say. Like Arrow's always been pretty much the same Batman type of character. Like it's not really much of a
Yeah, and
option.
it took Batman's C and D list villains to make Arrow relevant.
Right, exactly. Because if you really think about it, Arrow was always like kind of like an offshoot anyway. Kind of like Aquaman was always like a fucking even though he was a leaguer, he wasn't necessarily like, oh, the top tier. He wasn't the top three, basically. Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting to see how that was their thought process back before they actually decided to finish everything off.
Yes, the top three of the Justice League. Number one, Batman. Number two, Wonder Woman. Number three, Green Lantern.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Exactly.
I can see right now, whatever Mario's screaming, what, buddy?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I'm surprised your fucking wife didn't fucking just punch you in the face just now.
It'd be kind of funny. Then she'll come out of nowhere with the voice. It's like, what? I don't like Superman. I think Superman is one of the most overrated characters ever.
Yeah, I agree. I completely fucking agree with you on that one.
Oh, man, Mario right now, whatever, he's just like, I just lost two friends in this statement.
No, he knows. He knows this is nothing new. He's known this for the longest. Yeah. That's one of the first things that probably remember telling him. I don't like.
And then that and then his heart skipped a beat. He was just like, "Ow, my pride."
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of an interesting thing to see and see how the whole Arrowverse would have ended if that's what was going to happen after Arrow finished. Then some other news, some really fun news, some interesting shit, because of course, you know, I do enjoy The Mandalorian. And we just, last week you spoke about Rosario Dawson being, you know, Ahsoka in The Mandalorian Season 2. We got some news that we're going to have Michael Biehn, who played Kyle Reese in The Terminator, is going to be a part of The Mandalorian. And that's fucking cool. There's not really much of a disclosure as far as like who he's going to be playing in it. But the fact that that's happening is fucking great. Because he's fucking dope. I've always been a fan of his.
Wait,
and I got to meet him a few years ago.
Wait, are you talking? I understand though. So you're talking about original Kyle Reese.
Yeah, original Kyle Reese from The Terminator.
Yeah. The one that we met.
Yeah, the one that we, exactly. I was just saying that the one that we met. At Midtown.
No, I just know like what really gets me is I don't know if you remember when I met him and the first thing I said was thank you for saving humanity.
Yes, I remember that shit.
And he just started laughing and was like, oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see him in this, man. I'm really fucking excited to see him in The Mandalorian. They don't really say who he's going to be, but the fact that he's going to be is going to be fucking cool. I'm excited for this shit.
I was going to joke around saying, imagine he's the voice for the child.
Right? Old ass fucking sounding kid.
Yeah. And then he's going to do the fucking Frank Oz style Yoda voice or whatever, like, you know.
Oh, that would be amazing. I would love to.
Favorite humanity, I am.
Oh, that would be so fucking cool. But that's not going to happen.
Cannot destroy it? No.
No, why?
It wouldn't. Will not stop till you're dead, it won't.
Pretty much. Nah, but I'm excited, man. I want to see what's gonna happen with this because, of course, now we have two really cool people that's gonna be in this. And first season of Mandalorian is fucking great. So the fact that
you know, you just reminded me since you mentioned Mandalorian and you mentioned, you know, people that we met. I'm also kind of happy when I found out that what was it? I think it's the first episode of Mandalorian that someone we both met too is actually, you know, a celebrity that was a part of it too. And he's a big Star Wars guy too.
Who?
Brian Posehn.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Somebody that we featured on the episode a couple weeks ago too.
Yeah, and it just makes me laugh because I still remember when I made him laugh. Because, oh man, I dude, fucking, and he's such a cool dude, man.
Yeah, he's fucking great.
And he was in Devil's Rejects also.
Yeah, he was. That's right. He was in that shit.
Yeah.
Yay, everything goes back in full circle.
Yeah, it all comes back to Rob Zombie.
Yeah. In some other pretty fucking cool news, pretty cool because I enjoyed a lot of the Hanna-Barbera shit from back in the day. And of course, speaking of Hanna-Barbera, we got Scooby-Doo out of it, right? So in the new Scooby movie, we basically got a new poster, right, for the new Scooby movie. And on this poster, it features a CGI character that I've loved since way back in the day. Somebody that is like, well, not really. I don't know why to say Hanna-Barbera. It's fucking the Warner Brothers or whatever. But the character that I'm talking about is fucking Captain Caveman. Captain Caveman is going to be in fucking the new Scooby movie.
The Scoob?
Yeah, the Scoob. This is fucking cool.
I still remember. Dude, So I remember the original Captain Caveman, like, you know, from back in the day. And then what was it, in the Flintstone Kids?
Uh-huh. Where
they had him and Cavey Jr.
Yeah.
You know, Captain Caveman and son.
Yeah. It's fucking cool there. They're going to have him in fucking Scooby. Yeah, or in the Scoob.
That is hilarious. Because now I'm just picturing whatever. Are they going to give him the voice like they have in, what is it, Flintstone Kids or whatever? Oh, Unga Bunga. This dog, right. This dog don't have bottomless.
Yeah, it's really cool because if you look at the poster, it's not just fucking him, but there's also a few other people in it that you see in the poster. There's the ghost dog Cerberus or something. No, that's not it. There's a fucking dog that I don't remember seeing before. There's a
Dino Mutt.
Yes, Dino Mutt. Yes.
Is it Dino Mutt and Blue Falcon?
Yes. Yes, both of them. And then a girl. I don't remember the girl either.
Mm.
But the one that I'm super excited for is Captain Caveman. Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God, they're going to have the Scoovengers.
Right? Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Oh my God. They're going to save the world from... I'm trying to think, like, since Hanna-Barbera kind of has like that you know, that universe or whatever the hell, they had the old Super Friends, and they're gonna stop the Legion of Doom.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. That'd be so fucking cool at the same time, though. I would have seen that shit.
So yeah, they're gonna have that. They're gonna have fucking, what is it, Marvin and Wendy. And then they're gonna have the Wonder Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's funny, like they probably can't use them. They can't use Bleep now because they use them in a fucking Crisis.
Right, exactly.
Boo. Now Hanna-Barbera, whatever, was like the divorced parents trying to get the love from the kid, like, you know.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Daddy loves you more, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, mommy loves you more.
No, why do we have to fight so much? No more fighting.
Oh, it'd be kind of funny. They're going to probably get the Impossibles, too.
All right, exactly.
It was Multi-Man, Fluid Man, and... Fuck, I forget the third one. Oh, my God. And then somehow, for whatever reason, one of the adventures that they had to do a wacky race.
Oh yeah,
they get speed buggy, fucking Jabberjaw, and Josie the Pussycats, and the Chang Clan. As you can tell, I know a lot of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
It's all good. It's all good. You know all that shit, dude. Yeah. There is nothing wrong with that.
It'd be kind of funny if they get the Herculoids.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be so fucking cool. I don't think.
And Thunder the Barbarian. Holy shit. I'm just thinking about more fucking Hanna-Barbera shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then for whatever reason they get Yogi in a space race.
Oh, that would be dope. That would be so fucking cool.
Dude, I'm mad that I just I'm continuing with this fucking, like, just naming random old school fucking Hanna Barbera
It's all good. Like I said, ain't nothing wrong with that shit, dude.
cartoons. Oh, dude, since you're mentioning cartoons or whatever, even though Hanna Barbera, but MGM, did you hear that apparently they're coming out with a Tom and Jerry movie?
Yeah, they've been saying that for a really long time. But I don't want to see a fucking Tom and Jerry movie.
I think it's too late. Like, you're too late.
Yeah, it's kind of irrelevant right now. Like, yeah, they replay the fuck out of it. But like, who really wants to see a Tom and Jerry movie right now? But not only just that, but like, who wants to see like a fucking CGI Tom and Jerry movie with like regular people in it? Nobody wants to see that.
Listen, if they don't have him, like, getting caught with all these violent objects or whatever and almost dying, or if they don't get to the point where it's like someone like itchy and scratchy because that's just a rip off of Tom and Jerry or
Oh yeah,
whatever.
exactly. That's exactly what it is.
But
Five,
I don't
five,
know about you. The itchy and scratchy shit.
exactly. There you go. Yeah. So I guess the final piece for this week, something that's kind of interesting, and we all love the Muppets. Hey, you love the Muppets.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Actually,
Yeah,
when I went to Disney, I went to that theater, and apparently after, when they were building what is it, what is this, Galaxy's Edge, whatever it is, they apparently that was one of the things that they came out so they could do more Star Wars stuff. I was just like, now I have another gripe with Star Wars.
I hate Star Wars. So apparently
Hate you
this
more now.
week, basically
First, it was a fucking Phantom Menace. Now this.
yeah, exactly. So sad. No, but I enjoyed the Phantom Menace.
But go ahead, reveal your article.
I'm joking about Phantom Menace. I give a fuck about that one. But yeah, so this week we're basically saying that, with the growing popularity of fucking of Disney Plus, there's still some things that are missing on there, and one thing that's missing is the Muppet Show. The only real thing that isn't there is because, from what I've read, is basically that Michael Eisner, before leaving or and everything, in 2005 or whatever, 2004 with the Muppets or whatever, they basically didn't want to replace it or put it in there or do anything with it after they had like the fucking the Muppets Most Wanted and the other one and the TV show that they were just like, yeah, no, we don't want to do this anymore. So it's kind of like, why would you want to do that? It's already part of everything, so why would you not want to continue this? So they're just still trying to get all these fucking rights for all this shit to be in the Disney stuffs. Because of course there's so much shit on there that they can do with the Muppet stuff. Because we love
You know what's
Muppets.
kind of funny? Since you mentioned Disney Plus and mentioning stuff that they don't have yet, I was trying to see if I could find, because you know how they have the old school 90s Spider-Man cartoon and everything like that. And they had a new Spider-Man, the one that was from like Disney XD. I was just like, whatever happened to that Spider-Man one where the one that was CGI, that was Patrick Harris, Peter Parker,
Oh, you know why
Spider-Man.
that's not going to be on there? Because that was actually an MTV property. That was from MTV.
Yeah, I know, but I was just saying, like, I wonder if they could try to get the rights to it.
I hope not. It kind of sucked. I don't like it.
I don't know. Just be complete this for me. That's just me.
That's fair. I get it. I get the completist in you that wants to have that, but no, I wouldn't want to see it. No.
Dude, they have fucking Iron Man, armored adventures there.
Yeah, they do. And they also have the fucking old school shits too. Like the old school fucking Spider-Mans and stuff. Like all that shit is on there.
The one that I wish that they put also is the old the 1960s one,
The which one?
but I think it's the old school 1960s Spider-Man cartoon.
Oh yeah.
So you can hear the
Spider-Man
original
and
theme
Friends.
song.
Spider-Man and Friends with fucking
Yeah.
fire and shit.
No, well they have Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. That's from like the like I think that was like 80, 81.
Yeah. That's the one I'm talking
But
about.
yeah, so no, but I'm talking about the what was started like started this is the original American that one. The one from the 60s.
Except from the 80s?
No, the 60s, dude. This is our far back.
I don't remember that one. Actually, no, yeah, I do remember that one. It was in 67.
It's like that 67. There you go.
Yeah.
It was funny because as we were talking about that, Jennifer came into the room and kind of mentioned it. She was like 68.
Yeah. Look at that. Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was actually pretty fun. I actually did enjoy that one, even though it had shitty fucking dialogues.
Yeah, but it's funny, a lot of memes come from that and the old school Spider-Man.
Well, you can find all that shit
Yes.
on fucking DVD now.
Yeah.
If you want to actually look for it
So,
on
yeah.
DVD. Hello.
But yeah, but they are they the Disney Plus is slowly growing their library.
You
I
were
just
breaking
can't
up.
wait in 2 weeks so I can finally. I'm just saying, no, I can't wait in a few weeks for you finally gonna get Full Metal Alchemy Onward.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome.
No, but it's coming on in a few weeks, so I think it's the first week of April because of the whole Coroni thing, that it was playing at theaters and no one can go to theaters now because there's no way you can go to
Right,
the
yeah,
theater
not
now and watch it.
yeah.
So it's in 2 weeks it's gonna be on Disney Plus.
Are they gonna put it on Disney?
Yeah, they can put it in Disney Plus, dude. They can put Onward in the first week of April.
Fuck yeah. Well, that's
So yeah,
awesome.
so yeah, you didn't know that? Oh, I
Did
brought
not
an
know that.
exclusive, son.
Yeah, you did, you did.
But yeah, but I thought that was a cool thing because now because of everything going on, a lot of stuff probably just be put on the streaming services and as a thing. Like what is it that now a lot of movies are supposed to come out, you already know, and we talked about it last week. They're gonna come on, what is it, Amazon Cinema, whatever, Amazon Prime Cinema. So yeah.
There's a lot of shit that's supposed to be in cinema that's not going there, so everything's going fucking streaming, either on VOD or just straight to fucking like Netflix or something. Fucking crazy, man. So yeah, do you
Yeah, I
have
know.
anything else for this week? Do you have anything else to add?
No, that's pretty much it, man. I mean, I did. I already mentioned the fucking Nine Inch Nails thing. We had fun with the ranker list. We mentioned Green Batman.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
I think we're done too. Yeah, so make sure
Man,
you
this
guys
was a
are.
fun episode.
Yeah, it was. It was. It's fun. It's fun. Like most time, like most episodes, it's pretty fucking fun. Yeah, so make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.net where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have the go and check out the fucking Inner City Geeks webcomic that we finally put out this week. So go check that out.
Yeah, we, Steve and I did that.
Yes, we put it together. Alex did most of the work. But Yeah, check that out.
And you help.
Yes, I helped. I helped. Check out It's Poppin' with Franny the Film Snob. So yes, I stopped myself.
You were going to say slob like last time.
Yeah, I stopped myself from saying that this time. Yeah, so check out that. That's on there. We also have Bright 2J Presents, Comics with Award, Manga Time, Anime World, Good Games, First Watch, Turntable. All those shows you can find on industrygeeks.net. Just go through it and you'll find it on there.
Oh, since you mentioned the Comic Films of War and Manga Time and Anime World, Mario did mention to me that he is going to try to put some new stuff up soon.
See, yeah, see, told you. I've been chatting with him from time to time, and he has mentioned that he is working on stuff. He's just been busy and shit because, of course, he has like 18 jobs. So it makes sense. It's only fair.
Yeah, but he said that, you know, he told me personally where he was done stuff. So.
Yeah. So it's gonna be fun. His stuff is pretty cool. So we'll be seeing that soon.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. And while you're on industrygeeks.com, you just go towards the bottom of the site and you'll find some cool affiliates that you can go to that can help us out just a little bit. And the first one you'll find is for Amazon.com, where of course you can find a whole bunch of cool shit. But the best thing you can find on there is fucking Amazon Prime. Because if you click that link, it'll take you straight to Prime, where you're going to get your first month for free. And who doesn't love fucking free? You get Amazon Prime for free, and you can watch a bunch of cool fucking shit on there, because there's tons of shit on there. Now that we're, most of us are in quarantine, you can watch some shit on us, right? For free. So you can watch fucking... Yeah, for a month, you can watch for free. Or what you can do, you can get it for a month, and then, like, when you go to cancel it, sometimes they'll say, like, oh, yeah, do you want to extend it for another month for free? We'll give it to you. And they'll give it to you for free, too, so...
You'd be like, well, I don't want to be rude if you...
Yeah, exactly. If you insist, I guess I will let you give me more free shit. So, yeah.
I could rewatch. Go ahead, mention the shows because I know you wanna.
You can mention The Boys. You can watch The Boys. You can watch Good Omens. You can watch fucking the man on the castle, the high castle or the green castle. I forget the name of it, but it's on Prime. Also with Prime, you get a bunch of cool shit. Like I started rewatching the fucking Sopranos. Because it's a fucking great show. It's one of the best shows ever. So the fact that it's for free on Amazon, why the fuck not, right? You can watch that. Or you can watch the most, like, underrated fucking show from HBO, which is The Wire. Who doesn't want to watch that shit? That shit is fucking dope. So go see that. Tons of fucking shows on there. So much fucking content. You also get Amazon Prime Music's on there and Prime Delivery and all the other cool shit that you can get on there. So go do that. Click on that link and it'll take you straight there. Or you could just click on that link and just go do your regular shopping on there. Either way, it doesn't bother me. Just go and do it. Because it's cool. And it's simple and you don't have to do anything else but just click on the link. That's all you got to do. It's fun. Then we also have a link to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a cool place to fucking get some cool shirts that are made for geeks by geeks. So why the fuck not, right? They got a lot of cool designs.
Why not
indeed?
Cool designs.
Yeah, so you got shirts and hoodies and sweaters and hats and just a whole bunch of fucking shit you can find on there. Also, what else you can find? We like video games, so you can actually get some fucking Steam codes on there. So why the fuck not, right? You get your gamings
Ooh,
on.
What a deal.
Yeah. You get 15% off your fucking game code. So why the fuck not, right? You want a cheap game? Now you get an even cheaper game. So yeah.
Oh, you
Google
sold me,
that.
dude. You sold me.
Right? Exactly. Like a fucking salesman here. Do that shit.
Yeah, hustle that, son. Hustle.
Yeah. Then at checkout, type in ICG10 for 10% off of your entire fucking purchase. Go do that. Go do
Oh,
that
you super sold me, dude. You super sold me.
now. Yeah, so go do that. Then also on the page, you'll have a link to Kushly.com where you can find some CBD goodness. You want some oils, some tinctures, some gummies, some capsules, all that CBD goodness. That's good for you for your health. It's all pretty awesome shit. It's all natural. It's all derived from the fucking hemp plant, and it won't get you high because you don't necessarily want to get high. Some people do, but you can still do this and
Yeah,
get all the benefits.
I can see somebody, a friend of ours, mutual, I'm not gonna say who, they'll probably just be like, the hell you say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, get some CBD shit. And while you're there, just click on it and you'll get 50% off your entire purchase. 15% off your entire purchase. Yes, not 50, because then that'd just be a fucking steal.
Yeah,
But
imagine
50.
whenever you're gonna have everybody go over there, whatever. Steve lied to us.
Right,
Ooh.
exactly. So 15% off
But
your entire purchase.
I'm still getting my topical creams and gummies and all this stuff, so I'm not that upset. I just wish the
Yeah,
discount was what he said by mistake.
basically. Basically. Yeah, so click on that link and you'll get 15% off of your entire motherfucking purchase. Go for it. And then last but not least, probably one of the best affiliates that we have, that's Beard Octane. Beard Octane is a place that you can get some pretty dope natural fucking things for your beard and for your skins. So why not check it out? You get some beard oils, some balms, some butters, some tools to make your beard all nice, some fucking if you use like shampoos and stuff, because of course you need to fucking clean your beard. You get some fucking some leave-in conditioner or some wash and co-wash and stuff. So you get all that shit on beardoctane.com. And you could also get some scissors and a bunch of random shit that's fucking great. Shit that you'll
Yes,
use through
listen
your
to
beard and
Steve.
make it look all. Yeah, so it'll make you look all nice and purties. So check out beardoctane.com. And at checkout, you can type in Inner City Geeks for. No, ICD10 for 10% off your entire purchase.
Ooh. Listen to him, folks, because he has an epic beard.
Yes, I do. It's kind of nice. It's very nice, very nice. And it won't.
Well,
Yeah. Yes. And it will not be cut off anytime soon. So yeah. So make sure you do all that shit. Places that you can find this show, you can listen to us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcast, and on motherfucking Spotify. That's right.
I don't know why, but I love when you just say it like that. It's not just Spotify, motherfucking
Motherfucking right. Yeah. You can find us on the socials. Find this page. Find us on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks. On the Twitter at innercitygeeks. On the Instagram at innercitygeeks. And where can we find you, sir?
you can find me on Twitter at Denied, DINYED, and on Instagram at Denied, DIN period, Y period, ED. Where can we find you, sir?
Find me on the Twitter and the Instagrams at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Yeah. So that pretty much wraps it the fuck up for this week. It's been fun. I like this episode. It's pretty good so far.
Oh, dude, yeah. Like, you know, we got like a little informative. Then we had fun. Yeah, it was all around a good episode. And then next time we bring you an epic one.
Yeah. We got one more.
And we can announce the announcement that we have.
Yes.
On episode 200.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to have some pretty cool shit for 200. And it's going to be really cool. So just be ready for it, because we still...
Teaser!
Yeah. And it's not an April Fool's teaser either, even though it's going to be April Fool's week. It's not a fool's joke. So...
I'm just excited because next month is the birthday month, so it's insane.
Yeah. But it's further into the month.
Oh, sure. Now you're a buzzkill. Fuck you.
You know I love you, brother. You know I love you.
I'm right back at you, dude. You know that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So say goodbyes for now.
Until next time, folks.
Yes. And like we do in every fucking episode, I'd like to bring you some music before we go, or as we go, or as we leave, you know. Just a taste of some awesomeness. And this week is just another fucking amazing song. The song that I'm going to play now is from a band that I'm a huge fan of. And they just released a new song this week. And it's a band called Trivium. Had them on this show a couple weeks ago. So I figured, why not put out their latest single, which is actually the title track for their new album coming out in a few weeks. And the title track is What the Dead Say. And it's a really fucking dope song. So make sure you check that shit out. And yeah. So don't be a nasty fuck. Don't be a dick. But most importantly, wash your hands. Remember, I'll always remember the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Captain Jackman!